He was adorable, and he was from the Mickey Mouse Club.
He was Fatty was just talking about him on one of the old episodes I was listening to.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I don't remember him saying that. I must have been listening at triple speed.
Yeah. Because he even said the thing about being on the Mouseketeers.
Oh, okay. I think his name was Don Grady. That's what it was.
Grady?
Don Grady. He was an adorable kid and a nice-looking guy, but he kind of died young from cancer.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
And I must have been listening at triple speed.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3060 of the UFO for right the 18th of October 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Voice letters. We've got voice letters. Yes, we got these. Hello, Countess Big Fatty. I love that new Friday music. I love it too. Y'all, you're a Countess today because y'all, Big Fatty, well, I tell you what, I will tell you, why you are a Countess, right after I tell you about this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I guess y'all today for right the 18th of October, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he will be here in the villa on Big Fatty on Wednesday of next week, and be staying here Wednesday and departing for right. No, that's not right. Big Fatty, you fucking up. No, he'll be here Wednesday the 6th of November. Big Fatty, you poor thing. It's just confused. Thank goodness you got a marking calendar to write that shit on. Well, I guess. Well, anyway, y'all, he's coming to the villa soon. He's the better half, Big Fatty. You better watch yourself. Of the Haunt family, y'all. It is Ron the Haunt Daddy. Oh yes, Big Fatty the Haunt Daddy. Y'all, I love Ron to death. I think everybody loves Ron. Big Fatty was at a TV program back in the 50s. Well, it could have been. Probably starring Don Grady. Oh, okay. But y'all, Ron and Jay have been here to the villa many, many times, and seen them in Lost Wages, and y'all, just delightful. Delightful friends and all. And y'all, then on Sunday the 20th, y'all, it is another very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is Dennis in the Colorado Springs. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Dennis in the Colorado Springs. Big Fatty, where's he from? I'm not sure where he's from. But anyway, and I've not met Dennis in the Colorado Springs, although I do believe there was a calamity with his Crema card 1 year. Big Fatty, what else is new? But y'all, if you see the Haunt Daddy, or even the Haunt Cub, or Dennis in the Colorado Springs on the 20th, or the face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Buddy.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
For the taste of fall, it's true. And y'all, evidently, Alex Lefebvre said it was not that chilly. He was not in need of a camisole, but it was windy. Beef, Fanny, was he around your butthole? No, not that kind of windy. But anyway, y'all, let's see. After I talked to you yesterday, y'all, I did go for an additional nipple walk. Y'all, it was quite lovely. And, y'all, the breeze was just a-blowing big, Fanny. And, let's see. And then, Wednesday night, I watched The Survivor. I have to say that they go to the tribal councils and they're just clueless. They're just clueless. Y'all, another one voted out with a immunity idol in their pocket. Beh, Fanny. And, but y'all, then after that, y'all, it was supposed to go down into the low 50s on Wednesday night. And y'all, so I open the window, in the love chamber, and y'all, I crawled into the love chamber, and sometime during the night, the cool front moved through, and y'all, I had to pull the bedspread up, and y'all, what is that called when you're kind of snuggling? Not really snuggling. What is it when you pull your knees up and you're just kind of huddling? Huddling is not the right word. It's just you're in a fetal position. What is that called? Big Fanny, it's called the fetal position. Oh, with my body pillow. And y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all got up and I had my coffee, had a little English muffin. Yeah, I went for my morning nipple walk. Now, y'all, my morning nipple walk got cut a little short. Big Fanny, for why? Well, because this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes, indeed. I know. Squeaky gentleman caller, it has been a while. Yes, Big Betty, and okay, let me tell about it. Oh, yes, Big Betty, but anyway, y'all, on the Grand Doctor, I guess this person was visiting from out of town from the Myrtles Beach, and y'all evidently was looking for a dental hygienist and saw that I had a special chaya and wanted to come by, and y'all came by, and it was just lovely. And it wasn't very long, but it was just what the doctor ordered. Big Fanny, I didn't know you went to the doctor. No, I didn't, but that's what he ordered. After that, I got my share, and y'all, then I had an appointment with the Bank of America's. I had to set up the the estate account for my mother's estate. Yes, Big Fatty. So that's why we're accountants. Well, that's it. And so y'all, I had made the appointment with the young man there at the Bank of Americas, and went in, and y'all, it took a little while to get everything, and y'all. Then after that, I had received y'all with the American Express card. They'll send you these different offers and all. And y'all, one of them was Total Wine, and spend $100, they'd give you a $20 statement credit. Be ready. Well, needless to say, you can spend $100 in there without any problem. It's true. And so, y'all, I picked up some Tanqueray 10. You know, I've decided that I'm moving on up to Tanqueray 10, y'all. And I got another bottle of adult beverages for it may be for Nick. Big Fatty, that poor guy's liver will never be the same. Liver. Y'all got back here to the villa and decided, well, it was time. I needed to get the little show recorded, and then I'm going to, I can't decide if I'm going to have my supper before my nipple walk or afterwards, so we'll just have to play that one by ear. I did sleep really well. Big Fatty, you had the window open and Whitman Tinker didn't come by? The other thing I wanted to tell you about is, y'all, I went out on the porch this morning to, you know, kind of sit down and take a sip or two of my coffee. And, y'all, sitting there on the porch was a copy of the Yellow Pages. Y'all, I didn't even know they said, Big Fatty, were your fingers walking through them? Y'all, I didn't know they still published the Yellow Pages. So, y'all, but it's real thin, real thin. So, y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. See, it doesn't sound as funny as or as cute as when I do it, as when you do it. Sorry, it's 3:00 in the morning. I was on the run from 3:00 this afternoon, and I didn't get home till 11:15. And I'm not counting the time, the half hour I was home to help the boy Genius put away groceries. But I did a really good job simulating the economy. But I have two CVS receipts. The first one, it is a little old. It's from the second, so it's not old, but it's still a couple days old. I got 6 prescriptions and a 16 count package of the Tide Pods. $0 for everything. I got 100% savings. It didn't help that all 6 prescriptions were free. But the Tide Pods were originally $7.29. They were on sale for $4.94. And then I had another coupon. So I got the damn things for free. And technically speaking, CVS owes me money. But I'll not get it. And that's whatever. The other receipt that I have is for a 32-ounce... No, that's not the wrong size. I don't know. But it's for a thing of the CeraVe... Oh, 3-ounce. The CeraVe Night Facial Moisturizer that I really like. I got it for $9.72. But here's the kicker. Originally, it's $16.79 because I had a 40% off of one item and $1.50 off CeraVe products. So that's, I saved $7.62 for a 45% savings. So huzzah, yay, go me. My debit card is now melted. So I'm going to go to bed. And also, I got gas at the BJ's today for $2.57. So just wanted to share. All right. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And a big fan of, you know, Dr. Stone, who was on the beginning of today's little show, he enjoys a good facial also. Well, I think that's a different kind of facial that Dr. Stone likes. Big fan, is it vulgar? Well, glazed donut. Big fan. And y'all, believe it or not, guess who called? Big Fatty, I don't know. Who called?
Hey, Big Fatty. Technically, it is Princess Hannah again, because I did just email you another voice letter. But TJ had posted something on the Face Space the other week about the pain that one feels when you take the ponytail holder out of your hair. Now, I know this is not a problem you've ever experienced, or at least not since 1962, and I'm sure Gavin can attest to this, I think. I know he has long hair. But I have spent the entire day with my hair in space buns, and I just took them out, which I was dreading to do, and oh, sweet Jesus, my scalp hurts to high holy hell. So, you know, just taking the ponytail holder out is one thing, but taking your hair out of any kind of anything other than just either a simple braid or a regular ponytail. And I'm sure Auntie Vera could also probably feel my pain on this as well, especially when her hair was much more prominent and actually existed. Love you. Bye. Love you, Tira.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Princess. Being Fanny, I thought it was going to be somebody else. Well, y'all, I will tell you this. We did hear from Jimmy Bao, because he says, okay, I got the hint. And so, y'all, he sent us a kerfuffle, but y'all, I didn't have enough time to play it. So, Princess Hannah got her space buns. Big Fatty, just out of curiosity, wasn't space buns the old gal stripper name back when Star Wars came out? Gussie, I don't know about that, but anyway, dear Gussie, y'all, I gotta tell you this, I am worried sick about Miss Patty Bacon. Y'all, I believe she may be involved with some kind of shenanigans in the Ukraine. I don't know that for sure, but you know, y'all, I'm worried sick. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely weekend, and that you have a little taste of fall wherever you are. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotsel and Dr. Stone. What is your best advice for listening to Toppy's show?
I must have been listening at triple speed.
Oh, Big Fatty, how do you understand what the hell Sassy says?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.